Evangelism may flourish as Japan worries about North Korea. Modern-day Nepal strains under change, missionary work slows, and International Bible Society's web success is all about location, location, location. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United States says it will defend Japan as North Korea shows off its nuclear capability. That aggression is causing uneasiness in Japan, making evangelism fertile ground. The Jesus Film Project's Jacqueline Kellum says they're not letting the tensions deter them from sending a distribution team in December. She says it's an incredibly needy mission field.
The Japanese people are one of the biggest unreached people groups. In fact, they have 0.07% Christians in their country.
While there are few Christians in Japan, the team has one thing going for them.
The Japanese people really like black gospel music. I don't know why, but in the DVD we hand out, not only is there Jesus Film on it, but it's more interactive and it includes songs by black gospel choirs and singers.
They need more people to go on this 12-day trip. Go to our website for information and to sign up. Next, the Maoist insurgency has brought Nepal to a standstill. Now, not only are there armed skirmishes, but the people are demonstrating their anger at the continued turmoil. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says they've heard of some rebel activity hitting Kathmandu, the capital city.
And if that's happening underneath the government's nose, it's a very alarming set of events. And so we're praying that God would not allow the Maoist guerrillas to gain any more power. In fact, if anything, we're praying that the government would be able to control this.
Rodehaver confirms their evangelism work has suffered.
Our church planters find it very difficult these days to go out because they are being spotlighted by the guerrillas. Many of them have not had the freedom that they've had in the past to go out. And so we're really praying that God will bring a resolution.
You're listening to Mission Network News. To date, the International Bible Society counts 2 million unique visitors to their website per month. IBS's Dwight Anderson says it's the outgrowth of making scripture accessibility easier online. He goes on to say their team has been crafting a new tool to aid in daily Bible study.
We've created something that's called a Google Gadget that allows you to click on this little button, and it'll customize your Google homepage with a Bible lookup and daily verse on there.
IBS's translations number 40 languages. Many of these speakers have limited, if any, access to scriptures in formats that are understandable both linguistically and culturally. Anderson says that's how they can support believers and evangelism in closed countries.
We really feel that God's Word is the foundation for evangelism, so it provides a foundation for people to read the scripture, but also for others to get the scripture, print it out, and use it for evangelism.
And Living Water International is celebrating 15 years of ministry, reaching the world with water and the gospel. Their past success is a means to forward motion. LWI President Jerry Wiles says they're looking at a major expansion effort over the next 12 to 18 months.
One of the things we're doing is developing Share the Vision networks around the country, and these would be local people. Basically, we would give them our recipe for success that God has given us so that we can reproduce in a more rapid way.
Wiles says LWI encourages local vision.
Practically, one of the ways we do that is working with indigenous partners, orphanages, schools, hospitals, other mission organizations, and churches.
He sums up their approach this way.
Clean water, sanitation, and training in hygiene is really the thing that opens the door in many places where it's not been open to the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International's making available Michael Card CD, The Hidden Face of God. The CD focuses on the suffering Christian's experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828, or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.